This is the Awakening Podcast with Michael Kibiski. God's plan.
Welcome to the Awakening with Michael Kibiski. That is me. Hey everyone, welcome to a brand new episode of The Awakening, a podcast by Michael Kibiski. How's everyone doing? And stuff. Yeah. Yeah, man. So, sheesh, all I can say, man. So I don't know if most of you may have heard about my situation and my story of what's going on. And all I can do right now is praise God during this time, during this storm in my life and my son's life. But I can't speak for my son. I only can speak for myself with everything that is going on. But I, on September 3rd of this year, just not that long ago, my son and I and my wife and my daughter, we were coming home from church. My son, he has his permit, and we were doing our normal church routine. After church, we went to the corner store, which we normally do just to get a snack before we, came home and wind down and relax to go to bed. And, did that and I let my son drive, all the way from our house, all the way from Newcastle, Washington to Tacoma, Washington, which is about a 45 minute drive or something like that, depending on traffic, maybe a little quicker. We were low on gas, and I didn't realize that we were low on gas at all. And so we had the gas light on. Normally what happens when we're low on gas, my wife is like, well, we can push it. No problem. We'll make it. We have enough to get home. We should be fine. No problems at all. And unfortunately, not this time. Not this time at all. We were just about home. We were to our exit that we normally exit off of the freeway to go home. And this time what happened was the car was running out of gas and it was slowing down automatically when my son was driving it. And my son, I remember he was trying to get over to the side of the road and everything. And, he didn't end up getting off to the side of the road. The car just stopped in the middle of the lane and everything. And so because of that, being a good dad, being trying to be safe, I tried to get us off the side of the road. I opened the door and I was trying to basically push us to the side of the road so we would not get hit at all. And my wife, Heather, she basically told me to get back inside the car. Get back inside the car. And so I did. I listened to my wife like a man should do. even that's pretty hard for most guys. I listened to her, but I was not happy, I'll be honest with you, about that, because, like, Heather, what are we going to do then if, you know, we got to get off to the side of the road? So I remember I was not happy with her in this situation, but I listened to her. And I told my son, well, put on the hazards. So I had him put on the hazards. They were blinking. And all I know was from that, after putting my seatbelt on, waking up in a black tunnel, and then eventually into a light tunnel. And then from there, I woke up gradually, very gradually. I remember my eyes were looking at the light and in the room, and I was looking all around me, and I saw my pastor there right to my right side. I remember speaking to me, and I grasped his hand, I believe I was told. And one of our pastors that's kind of been like a grandma to me ever since I was younger. And the doctor as well, too, she was in the room. And they told me that my wife, Heather, she passed away on the spot. Whew. Right there at the scene of the accident, she passed away. My just heart stood still for a second and could not believe what happened. I was speechless. I didn't know what to say at all. Except for God. I don't understand, God, but you do. I just don't get it. But God, I love you. Your will be done, God. It's been very hard. And then I was told that my daughter, she was there in the hospital, and she was on life support. They let me see her. She was in a coma. She had a neck brace and a tube and everything. And I remember seeing her with a few people a couple of times during that week I was in the hospital. And the last time I saw her, they said that she was dying. And I remember holding her hand, telling her, "It's okay. You can go home and be with Jesus now." And so, later, that Wednesday, she went home with Jesus, as well. Whew. I tell you this, back in, I want to say 2005, maybe 2006, my wife and I, Heather, we had Oh gosh, we had a lot of stuff going on in our lives. And I was not a very good husband to her. I unfortunately had the generational curse of abuse passed down on me into me, and it spilled into my marriage. And I was very, very abusive to Heather. I was physically and verbally abusive to her. And we were separated for about 4 months. Oh my goodness. Those were the 4 months, hardest months in my life. I had a no contact order against me, a restraining order against me, fourth degree assault charges against me. And on top of it, Heather wanted a divorce. And that was very, very hard. I knew that I needed to get my act together. That was the first time I've ever been in trouble with the law. And I needed to get healthy. And so I immediately acted after she left me, like a couple days later after she left me. I got the help I needed. I'm like, you know what? I'm through with this. I'm through with all this stuff. I'm through with living in denial. I need the help. And so I did. I did get the help that I needed. And at the time, our son Jaden, he was only 1 year old. And I remember during that time, just a lot of stuff happened. And long story short, eventually Heather saw the help that I needed, that I got the help that I needed. And, the whole time during that time, I heard God tell me that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. I don't want you to sign the divorce papers because I am putting you guys back together. And I remember all I could do is praise him during that time. Praise him during the storm. And then eventually God brought us back together. And I was so happy. Because God did a change in my life. And our lives together. So I tell you that because it's different now, unfortunately. She came back to me. And now, unfortunately, she's not coming back. I mean, what I mean by that is her earthly body is not coming back anymore. But eventually, one day when Jesus returns, I will see my wife, Heather, and I will see my daughter, Lily, once and for all, again. We will reign with Jesus. I believe that this very moment, at this very hour, they are worshiping God like they've never worshiped him before. They are seeing their relatives. They're seeing my daughter Lily is seeing my grandma Lily that she's never met before. They're seeing Heather's stepdad, Bob, which was Lily's papa, and all the relatives that they never got to meet here, that Lily got never got to meet here on Earth as well. And they are in the great cloud of witnesses cheering Miss Jaden and I on. I believe that. I believe that. And there's so many people that have reached out. Maybe you've reached out to me and helped me. I just want to say publicly, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for helping me in this time of trial in my life that is going on. Thank you. Thank you, my friend. I feel so loved and supported like I've never had before in my life. It is just amazing. So amazing. I am overwhelmed by the love and the grace that you've given me. Thank you. Thank you so much. I love you. I love you guys. Love you all. Everyone who's listening as well. I love you all. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. So, after the accident, my parents took me into their place. They live in a small place. We'll just go with that. And they took me in. And I remember the first week coming back, I was a train wreck. You know, I was on pain pills and all that snappy stuff. And it was just like, I was there, but I wasn't there. Yeah, it was just so crazy. And went to church with them. Stayed home the first week, and then because of everything. And then the second week, I started going to their church with them. A Celebration Foursquare Church. With Pastor Amy there and everyone. And they loved me and they supported me as well. Prayed for me. They came to the hospital and prayed as well too. And I thank them for that. I started going back, getting things back. And then finally, just this week, this last Wednesday, this last Wednesday, I finally came back to my home where I live with my mother-in-law, my friend, and my son. He actually was originally back home with them. And so my son and I were separated for a little while. But we are always in contact with each other, saw each other at church and stuff. But I want to say it's been pretty good to be home. This is my first few days being home. Yes, it has been hard. I will admit, it has been hard. But God is pulling me through this. He is here comforting me, strengthening me. Ha, sheesh. Yeah. And he's seeing me through this. Yes, it's a grieving process. I have to go through the process. Definitely. And I just want to give a huge, huge stinking shout out. I don't know if you ever will listen to this, Brandy, at all. You've been more than a friend to me. You've been so kind. You've been a Good Samaritan. And there, I have other people that I'm going to shout out to. But you've been such an awesome friend. And I am so thankful for you. I don't know where I've been without you. But first of all, without God. I don't know where I've been without God. This would have been a whole train wreck and a whole crap show more than without having God here. Brandy's, I'll be honest with you, and I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to blurt numbers or anything, but Brandy has paid for multiple things for me to help me get on my feet, and as well for as burying my wife and my daughter, as well as for grief counseling, just this and this. And I am so forever grateful for you, Brandy. Thank you. You're an amazing person. God bless you and all you future endures. God is going to bless you where you, whatever you put your hands to, God is going to, God is going to bless you more than ever before. Jesus, I speak that over you, Brandy. And I want to make clear who that is. That's Brandy Carlisle. She's been a childhood friend of mine for years. I just pray a blessing upon her. She is so amazing. And then definitely I want to thank you. Oh man, just even more. I was told that in the hospital, at the car wreck, there was two nurses that rescued myself and Jaden, and they tried to rescue Lily, and they tried to rescue Heather, but for Heather, it was too late, unfortunately. I believe they did rescue Lily out. And she got to the hospital, but I guess I had a 13% chance of living. But God had other plans. God had other plans. And so that's why I'm here. Not because I'm on my own accord, but all because of the grace of God. But I just want to say thank you to Alexis and Doris for helping save my life and my son's life. I am forever grateful because of you as well. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I can't say it enough. Thank you. God bless you guys, you ladies. God is going to bless you more than you can imagine. More than you can imagine. I just want to... Yeah. And I want to say thank you as well to my lifelong childhood friend, Amy. Thank you for being there. Thank you for listening to me. And everything. I just thank you so much, Amy, for letting me vent to you as well and helping me grieve. And then my friend Bridget, I just want to say thank you, Bridget, for being there for me and listening to me as well too. Just God is so good. Yeah, and man. So during this whole time, just I'll be honest with you, like at my parents' house, because it's such a small place, it's been very, very hard to grieve, I guess you could say, in a way, and process, because it's such a small place, and to be within the presence of God, because there's no privacy. And being home here, I've been in my bedroom, and just like just crying out to God and worshiping God, and just falling on my knees before God and at my bedside, and just worshiping Him and just crying out to Him, and just like Job did. There's a few people who has described me as basically being like this whole thing as a Job experience. And you know what? When Heather and I were separated, that's what God gave me. He gave me the same thing during that time, that was a Job experience. This is another Job experience in my life. And yeah, man. thank you, Jesus. God. I li was listening to that song. That goes, even though the sorrows may last for a night, a joy comes in the morning. I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my pain. I'll lay them down for the joy of the Lord. Yeah. That song, that I put on my Facebook. I posted that today on my feed. And I want to go to it. Let's see. It says, how did I put it? There may be pain in the night, but his joy comes in the morning. And it says, you all make all things work together for my good. You know, I gotta admit, that part that says, you make all things work together for my good. When I heard that, I literally sat there crying. And I'm thinking, I'm like, God, you make all things work together for my good? Yeah, he said, yeah. I make all things work together for my good. All things mean all. Even this whole situation of losing my wife and my daughter. He's making somehow this situation work together for my good. And he can do that for you. Maybe you're in the whole thing. Maybe, I don't know, maybe something in your life is going wrong too. And things are not going good right now. Bad, what, why do bad things happen to good people? I don't know. I really don't. I don't know why this has happened. But he makes all things work together for our good. He really does. Maybe you can't see it right now. Like me, I can't see it right now. But he's gonna make this together for my good as well. I believe it and I receive it. His love never fails. It never does. Psalms 30 verse 5 in the Passion Translation says, I've learned that his anger lasts for a moment, but his loving favor lasts a lifetime. We might weep through the night, but at daybreak it will return into shouts of ecstatic joy. And that night, that doesn't mean literally a night. That night means a season. A season. But at daybreak, at the end of the night, it will turn into shouts of ecstatic joy. I know that God is shaping me and he will give me his joy. And he is giving me his joy. Yes, I believe that God is doing something new in my life and he's changing me for him. It's tough. It's a tough season of grief right now. I believe that God is changing it, working for his good, and his joy is coming. I just want to say thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much for believing me and my son, Jaden. I am overwhelmed by your love and your support. Thank you all. Thank you so much. God bless you all. I love you. I love you guys so much. And thank you for listening to this podcast. I believe that God has a new chapter for my life. I don't know what that's going to look like. Not at all. Not at all do I know what that's going to look like. But I know that he will never leave me. He will never forsake me. His plans are to not to harm me, but to prosper me. Yeah, I don't know what his plan is, but it's a new chapter that he's going to be writing now in my life, and he's currently writing now. The story's not over. God bless you all.
This has been another podcast of The Awakening Podcast with Michael Kibiski. Check out Michael's social media on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Michael Kibiski Ministries.